You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Well, I think anytime you're in a tournament, I mean, you know, look at last year with us. I mean, we beat North Carolina in the first round and Texas A&M in the second. I mean, those are two of the most storied programs in our game over the last many, many years. You know, I just think it's all done on a game-in, game-out basis. You know, I don't know. We played against Xavier now in the NCAA each of the last 2 years, and we played Stanford, you know, each of the last 2 years as well. Hey, on any given night, Stanford or Xavier can beat Stanford. I mean, there's, you know, I'm not a big fan of the mid-major label, if you want to know the truth. That's, especially with our men's success around here, that's a word that's taboo in these parts, big guy. And I'll tell you why. And we don't look at ourselves in that regard. Just because, you know, we play in a beautiful brand new arena in front of great crowds. All our games are on TV locally. We fly to all our games in a private jet. You know, we recruit top 100 kids. We play a big time schedule. So, you know, and it's funny you forgot to mention Xavier when you mentioned the mid-majors, because nobody looks at them in that way because they've been so good for so long. So, you know, I think teams, and I've seen Marist and Green Bay, and I just think teams like us can compete with, you know, maybe not on a game-in, game-out basis over 30 games, but I think on any given day there's no question that we can play with those teams and deserve to, you know, be beating them from time to time. So, yeah, that's a nice strong list of what we'd call mid-majors. But, like I said, that's a word we don't like to use around here.